The battle lines have been drawn, and Facebook and Google Plus are going at each other, and it seems Facebook users have been caught in the crossfire. Facebook, in case you didn't notice, has been rolling out some major changes to its site in a bid to keep Google out of the friendship stakes. Users have not been taking these changes lying down. They're joining petitions or adding their voice to the Twitter stream tagged hash new Facebook and expressing their, the fact they don't like it. At the end of the day, a lot of people are concerned about how these changes are going to affect their privacy. So let's explore that a little bit further with this man, freelance commentator on technology and the internet, Stilgarian, who you may have heard with Bernadette Young on Drive. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Which camp do you belong to, Stilgarian? Do you believe this is a haven for stalkers, or is this a smart business move to stave off Google Plus?
Oh, it's both of those things. Yes. As you said, it is the battle between Facebook and Google for what the industry calls eyeball time. Both companies get their revenue from advertising primarily, and advertising is the old formula of how many people are watching and for how long. And because Google has traditionally been about search, about very functional things, there's only a certain amount of time that we devote to that in a day, and indeed the number of minutes per month that the average person spends on Google has stayed pretty much the same for the last couple of years, whereas Facebook, the amount of time people are spending doing stuff is just growing constantly.
I thought Facebook was going backwards, that people were getting off because it was all too hard, but that's not the case. Obviously the numbers are going up.
No, not at all. And you said, people complain about when anything changes at Facebook. They make a lot of noise, but then they actually still stick with Facebook by and large. And the reason for that is that the choice that they have is, I don't like what Facebook has done here, or I, don't like this other layout of the screen, whatever it is. But it's either put up with that or lose contact with your volleyball team.
Yeah, and it's taken time to establish those contacts and to get all those details up online.
Well, that's right, and that's going to be one of the challenges Google faces with Google Plus. I mean, people have got all of their connections on Facebook. Why change? It is an effort. And at the beginning, of course, no one is on Google Plus initially. It's like, well, my friends are all over on Facebook.
Stilgarian, can you talk us through some of the big changes? The rollout started last week. Not everybody's getting these changes all at once. Obviously, it's just not possible because there are so many Facebook users in the world.
800 million.
Indeed. So they have to do this gradually. What can people expect, and what do people now have to navigate if these changes have come through?
One of the biggest ones is that they're splitting out the kind of stream of information so that there's one which is still what people are actively posting to you, and then separately from that, there's a stream which is activity that people are doing that they're not necessarily consciously sending to you, but you can, if you like, look in to see what someone's doing, and you'll see the stream of, they're looking at these photos, and they're watching this DVD, listening to this bit of music, and so on. And to feed into that, Facebook has created a new interface for programmers to use so that third parties can connect their applications in to pour data into your data stream. So to make that a little more concrete, let's say you're using the service Spotify. We don't have that in Australia, but it allows us to kind of listen to music online and say what you're listening to and tell your friends what you're listening to. The change here allows Spotify just to tell people what you're listening to without you having to press the like button. Mark Zuckerberg, who's the founder and boss of Facebook, thinks that the like button, that's still too much effort to communicate information to people. You have to actually press a button.
Right.
So now the plan is that you'll just pour everything into this kind of live stream. So it'll be, whatever you have. If you have a fancy pair of sneakers that records how far you run, that'll all be put in, how far you went for your run this morning, what music you're listening to. If you're wearing a heart monitor for some reason, it'll tell people what your heart rate is. Any data that could be connected with you automatically poured in, if you want, without having to select it. And that's, great for Facebook, but I personally think kind of misses the point of why we share stuff with each other.
Which essentially is we share things with people we choose to share things with. We don't come to work and tell everybody about our, well, most of us don't, about our weekend. We'll, you know, we'll do a select couple of people to come in and talk about. And so this takes away that intimacy. Is that what you're suggesting?
Pretty much. I mean, the classic example of this is if I ask you, oh, hi, Nicole, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
You know, yeah, thanks. And I'm guessing Monday morning, that's probably a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But yes, you're a bit slow off the mark. Most of us are on Monday, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but there's two purposes to that kind of communication. One is it's just social bonding. It's just what you do to go, hey, we are acknowledging each other as human beings and there is no threat. You know, we're not enemies. There's no fight about the breakout. The world progresses as it should. And there's that kind of communication. And the other kind is where we're trying to build a bond. So I don't come to you and tell you, as you say, every bit of music I listened to yesterday, I'll go, hey, I heard the new album by so-and-so, and I tell you that because I know that you will be interested in it. It is my gift to you, in a way, of valuable information. And, you know, I just don't dump everything at you. You know, it's like giving someone a birthday present. You choose something well.
Yeah, you just don't throw everything at them that you think they'll like.
Still,
Gary and with me on ABC Coast FM, we're talking about the changes to, I guess, the interface of Facebook. Things are a little bit different. It's interesting, you said that, you know, you could always track back to a conversation that somebody's having on Facebook. I mean, you can at the moment, but the difference is it's a lot easier to do that. This was the point that I was trying to make at the start. Currently, as it stands, you can look at a conversation and it might say view comments and you click on that. That's fine. But now there's going to be a column on the right-hand side where you can just go to somebody's homepage and then you can just follow the conversations that they've had. It's not like you couldn't do it before. It just makes it easier to do that. Do you see any privacy concerns with that?
Well, there is one key one here, yes, because part of the key of Facebook and the friend relationship is you would have to request to be someone's friend. They would have to agree to it, and you would mutually decide to share information that was only available to your friends. What they're adding is now a subscribe feature, which allows you to just follow someone's activity stream, to follow what they're doing, to stalk them, if you like, without them necessarily having to reciprocate. Now, that's all well and good if you're conscious of how you've set up the privacy settings within Facebook, but they're really quite complicated, and I suspect that most people don't fully understand exactly how much information is visible to other people. And I think the example I've heard one information security person use for that is that when you open up something to friends of friends,
yes,
that sounds a good thing. You know, oh yeah, they're friends of friends, we know and trust them. A friend of a friend is someone who comes to a party with you. But there's two things different about on Facebook. First one is that the word friend is used very differently. You know, a Facebook friend isn't someone that, you know, you would trust taking care of your dog while you're on holidays. It's just someone you have a connection with somehow. And same for the friends of friends, which is the second part. So one thing that scares the teenagers, I suppose, is to say, well, if you're friends with someone who's like a relative over here and friends and they're friends with someone else, you know, friends of friends can include your mother and they can see what you're watching. But it really does change the dynamic of it a bit.
So some practical advice for users who may be trying to navigate their way through this. Should people recheck their privacy settings, number one?
Absolutely, because Facebook in the past has had a history of, well, changing the way they're structured. And there were at one point something like 110, 115 different controls that you had to select who could see what kind of information. And Facebook would change that and then say, oh, look, we've changed the way privacy works. We'll pop up a window the next time you log in and says, oh, look, we've changed how it works. Here's some suggested settings, but you might want to go and change them. And most people just, you know, click OK. I wanted to see who was going to the barbecue this weekend. But the suggested settings were always to open things up more than you had them.
So should you only keep it to friends only?
Look, I would suggest that, and to really think about what friend means. Friend doesn't mean the 8 or 10 or 12 people you trust. It means anyone you open a connection with. And, yeah, really think about what you're posting and then lock that down. I wouldn't go totally paranoid.
Says the man who does not even have a Facebook page.
Well, it's true. I did dump Facebook from... Yeah, I know, I'm a hypocrite.
Because you were worried about privacy. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have outed you that way. That was really naughty.
No, I'm perfectly happy to say so. I dumped Facebook not because I'm afraid of putting information online, because I use Twitter incredibly heavily. But for me, the privacy exchange on Twitter is very clear to understand. If I put something out in a tweet, it's visible to the whole world.
Yeah.
And that's a very easy concept to understand. So to say that I'm on a train going from point A to point B, that there's no real problem in that. But, you know, I might vaguely say I'm having dinner in the city, but I won't say where and with who, because that's releasing someone else's private information.
Yeah. And essentially with the privacy settings too, there is a new custom setting. I don't know if you've been in there, and you go in and it says public, friends only, custom. Should you be using this custom setting? And what does it even mean?
Well, I'll have to admit I haven't digged into all of the new changes down in the privacy settings yet, because you have to have a Facebook account to see them.
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
I'll make one up, but then that's breaking the rules. If I make up a fake identity. So, you know.
Do you think this could end in less people using Facebook? Do you think Facebook is doing itself a disservice because people are going to start perhaps getting a little paranoid because they don't like that ticker box on the side, which shows a bit, it almost looks like a Twitter feed conversation, and everybody can see these comments that are just rolling through?
Look, I think it's a little too early to tell. My gut feeling is simply that with 800 million users on Facebook now and everyone having set up their circles of friends and planning their events, it's still too hard to change. And I think Facebook would really have to stuff things up in some monumental way, or, I don't know, perhaps have some sort of government regulation put on them. Because, I mean, we're giving them... I mean, if a government asks for this kind of information, you know, we talk about the police state beginning and, you know, Big Brother and all of this, but Facebook actually isn't really responsible to anyone but its shareholders, and they want to keep making the billions of dollars.
Just be careful. That's probably the best advice, and be aware of your privacy settings and check them if your computer setup or Facebook layout is different. Because I've noticed they've also defaulted back to their original settings as well, so it wouldn't hurt to do that. Yeah, of course they have, says Gary. Thank you so much. Look, I really appreciate your time on that, and I'd love to put this out there as well. I know we're about to wrap up the show in about 7 minutes, but if you've had any experiences with Facebook, good or bad, with these new settings, let us know. 1-300-903-917. Still Gary, and thank you.
Cheers, Nicole, anytime.
Appreciate that. And you can, if you like, have your say on our Facebook page. I know that's ironic. I do get that. Or coastmornings@abc.net.au. That is my email, which I check regularly if you've got more to say.